Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about the truth about low inventory.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the extremely low inventory in the marketplace right now. Now, if you're a seller or about to be a seller in the marketplace, you're probably doing the happy dance thinking, oh, we've got desperate buyers who feel urgency because the interest rates are going to go up. I'm going to get crazy numbers for my home. Unfortunately, I haven't found that to be the case. We do not have seven offers deep on opportunities or homes for sale. We've really got a conservative, cautious consumer, which I like. It's refreshing. That is one upside coming out of this past recession, where all of us as a generation have realized we're not bulletproof. We've got to make smart decisions on our purchase in order to be stronger and more durable if the market turns again in the future. So given that, don't be lazy as a seller. Sellers really need to take a good look at their circumstance and be accurate on their pricing. The presentation of your home is very critical still. The market is fast, and it's never been more true that you'll never have a second chance for a first impression. So people are taking a look, making a decision, and turning their heads away from your property. The internet accounts for only about 51% of all buyers and how they find the home they eventually purchase. So their first exposure to that home are the photos that illustrate your home. You want to make sure they're accurate and it's in optimum condition. When the home hits the market, all the buyers who've been looking for the home look to yours immediately. Say, ooh, something's hit my radar that wasn't there previously. Those buyers are the most qualified. They're educated and they're motivated in your marketplace. They know that you're a good opportunity when they see it, or if you're not a good opportunity, and you will not be able to get them back. So be sure to take those folks seriously. It's very likely that the buyers that are willing to pay the most for your home will view it within a couple weeks of going on the market. Because it's a faster market, you've got to listen and read that market more quickly as well. So if you're not getting the activity as a seller within 14 days, it's time to address either the condition if they're going in and not writing an offer, or the pricing, because the pricing is really, they're saying, I understand your opportunity. I've seen it online. I've seen interior photos. I've Google mapped the neighborhood. I've driven the neighborhood. They know so much about your home and they're educated, and they've chosen not to move toward it because of pricing for that opportunity, given the other opportunities. Or maybe there's not another opportunity, but they still don't think it's worth what you've got out there for. So take it seriously and understand that you still have to be respectful in your process in order to maximize your opportunity as a home seller. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. If you're not selling now, but you're thinking about it in 2017, give me a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a great afternoon.